Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, big news stories of the day, all in one segment. We call it, Did You Hear This?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
We woke up to a crazy storm today.
And the heaviest area, it was probably 2.5 inches per hour. But, you know, you don't get that the entire time. Overall, you'll see pretty good 1 to 2 inch per hour rainfall rates.
Coming from Florida, do you find it funny we get so excited about it?
No. You know what? I used to think it was really weird because we got so much rain in Florida. And I used to always think people were crazy for being worried about 1.5 or 2 inches of rain because we would get so much of it. Until I came here and realized the geography and how runoff works. And it's terrifying. The roads were flooded. It was bad. It was a really bad experience for a lot of people today. I know one person that almost died on the way to work.
That would be me. I almost died. And that is the only reason why I made this his top story.
And I think today, the rain that came down today, where it doesn't have a place to run off very quickly, streets flood. I hope we get used to it here and we're able to navigate it because nobody likes to see tragedy.
Pinal County held a hearing yesterday on the ballot craziness. Always correct.
What we were doing is we were able to use two machines to print ballots. So we were able to print ballots, but quite frankly, our machines were antiquated. Because of the complexity of the ballot, we were able to print essentially one ballot every 3 minutes per machine. We only had two machines, meaning we were only able to print approximately 40 ballots per hour.
That was one excuse on top of about five others. Do you think they'll solve this before November?
They're going to have to. I don't know what they're going to do. If you've got a printer, I'm trying to think back in my life if I've ever seen a printer that could only print 3 pages a minute.
Maybe when I was in the, elementary school.
Or one page every 3 minutes, whatever it is. 40 pages an hour? I mean, a hand crank printing press would do a better job. A mimeograph machine would do better. What are they doing in Pinal County? That's what worries me more than anything. I thought maybe the guy in charge of the elections made a big mistake and they need to replace that guy. Oh my gosh, you need to replace everything in Pinal County. You could do this. You could write a ballot faster than that. You're listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the big headlines.
Phoenix Mercury star learned her fate today.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has been sentenced to 9 years in prison after a judge found her guilty of contraband with drugs. The Russian judge saying she had criminal intent and found her guilty of smuggling and storage of cannabis vape cartridges.
How long until we trade her for the arms dealer?
I don't know. To be honest with you, it seems like Russia is holding out for more. And the more people in America learn about what a bad guy this is, they are questioning whether or not we should make this trade. And I think that that's kind of the politics in two different parts of the world. I will say this. You know, we as Americans should be upset when something like a 9-year sentence for something like this doesn't seem like a fair sentence. On the other hand, she has to take some responsibility. If you know the severity of the laws there and you're doing this, you're taking a big risk. She has to take some responsibility for putting our political leaders in a position to have to make this negotiation. So I don't think this ends well for anybody involved.
Senator Bernie Sanders on the so-called Inflation Reduction Act.
It is the only opportunity that we have to do something significant for the American people that requires only 50 votes and that cannot be filibustered.
Obviously, it sounds like he wants this pushed through on party lines, no bipartisanship whatsoever. It's scary.
Well, the scary part of all of this really is that the idea that there have been Democrats, and Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He's not a Democrat. He's an independent. He caucuses with the Democrats. He became a Democrat to run for president. I'm just making sure he never identified as a Democrat. He's far left of the Democrats even. Barack Obama has said in the past, you don't raise taxes. That's on anybody. You don't raise taxes. You don't take money out of the American economy during a recession. The idea that you are going to tax the rich and the energy companies and overregulate them again and somehow drive down inflation is as laughable a thing as anybody that even listens a little bit has ever heard of. If you want to raise taxes, call it that. But don't call it something that's going to decrease inflation. It's laughable. right, that's Did You Hear This for another day. We'll do it again tomorrow to wrap up our week at 11:20. This is one of those times when I look at this, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We had a great conversation with someone from the Association of Manufacturers, and this is a real big issue when you start talking about how companies can depreciate. So I want to give you a little bit more insight into why I think the way I do. It isn't just this is that term I use called apologetics. Anybody that's ever been in ministry that's gone through seminary, you take courses or at least a course in apologetics. It's not only stating what you believe, but being able to defend what you believe, why you believe what you believe. And it's the same way with your political beliefs or anything else. You can state what you believe, but if you're not able to defend it and say why, you may not convince other people, but you have to have a really good argument about why you believe what you believe. So we're going to talk about that part of it. Why is it that this is a bad idea? Not because I'm a Republican and it's Democrats that want to raise taxes. I'm not defending the rich. I'm going to explain to you why I think this is a horrible idea.